As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got overcast skies, and it's very calm outside here in the southwest Missouri area. If I was dependent upon solar energy, I'd be running on batteries. I had a wind generator up over my place. I wouldn't be getting any electricity that way. Sometimes we need to look at the more traditional ways of getting electricity. But anyway, a lot on my plate this morning, just barely sliding into the radio saddle here on time. Welcome to our Friday, July the 3rd. 2009 two-hour broadcast to become vocal local. You know, the more I look at this HR 2454, the more unhappy I become. We're going to talk about that in great detail today on this broadcast. Again, my name is William Roberts. I'm sliding into the 4th of July weekend here. It's amazing to me. All of the various and sundry chatter that was out there went up on the internet this morning early, looking for news to bring to the airwaves. Like a regurgitorium. It's amazing. It's amazing to me how so many people make a living, I guess, on news, but how very little news there really was. But nevertheless, all across America, we've got breakfast on the table, we've got coffee brewing on the stove, trying to figure out what we're going to do. Have you noticed, dear listeners out there, have you noticed the very, very few fireworks that you've been hearing over the last couple of two or three days? I live in a little neighborhood here, a lot of rental property in here, a lot of young families in this area. Last year, it sounded like World War II and III and IV and V, thousands and thousands and thousands of fireworks going off constantly for almost 2 weeks. This year, we've had two different households that have had apparently enough money to buy some fireworks and to blow it up that way. Out of all of these houses, thank goodness, I don't like the sound of fireworks myself. It's really an annoyance to me. It's very inconsiderate when you live in a very urban area to make that kind of racket, taking advantage of your neighbor's patience as they do. But there's a marked reduction in the amount of fireworks discharged this year. Maybe that's an indicator of where we're at financially in this country. Maybe that's an indicator of this irrational exuberance and these green shoots they talk about all the time in the finances actually showing their real head and the real color. Things are not looking particularly jazzy. So anyway, I was just barely able to get back to the radio microphone in time to get the broadcast started, but we've got a lot on the plate today, a gob and a bunch. And so after this first break, we'll really get the broadcast started properly. But I don't know. Maybe some of you out there are looking at this 4th of July and you're trying to figure out what your relationship is with this country, what your relationship is with our history, our past. How are you feeling? Are you feeling all buoyed up and excited? Are you waving your flag? Standing out on the front porch, braying and bragging and crowing and dancing about being American. I don't know. This afternoon, I have an end the Fed rally I've been invited to come to. I typically would avoid things like that by like the plague, but I may slide up there and just see what happens. But these are the kind of symptomatic responses that just don't seem to really produce a lot of long-term good. Maybe we can work it. Do the better. I'll go up and see what I can find out, and maybe we'll talk about it on Monday. All of these various and sundry end the Fed rallies going around. Yeah, the Federal Reserve is a real problem, but who created it? Congress. We're going to talk about HR 2454 when we come back. Stay with us. We'll get this show started properly.
Loan modifications don't work, at least not without some leverage from a forensic audit by mortgage fraud examiners. Have your payments skyrocketed under an adjustable rate mortgage? Have you been laid off or had your hours cut? Are balloon payments coming due? Congress and the White House are pinning their hopes on homeowners renegotiating their mortgages to stop the housing crisis. Trouble is, the banks are saying no 80% of the time. That's where Mortgage Fraud Examiners comes in. They perform forensic loan audits and appraisals to find legal deficits in your mortgage. They estimate that up to 85% of all mortgages have legal problems. Banks and lenders suddenly start cooperating if faced with a lawsuit for violating lending laws or appraisal fraud. You could gain some powerful ammunition to use for Mortgage Fraud Examiners. Get more information at www.mortgagefraudexaminers.com or call 800-540-EXAM. That's 800-540-3926.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Now on DVD, my newest documentary film, The Secret Right, Volume 1. I'm Josh Reeves, and for the almost 2 years, I have researched the secretive right-wing group known as the Council for National Policy. This film explores for the first time the hidden hand that controls the religious and military aims of the American right wing, with such topics as Iran-Contra, the John Birch Society, eugenics, the Vatican controllers, Christian Zionists, the Bohemian Grove, the Patriot Movement, and more. More powerful than the Council on Foreign Relations, more secretive than the Bilderberg Group, The Secret Right Volume 1 goes where no other film has dared to go. Get your copy today at secretrightmovie.com. That's www.secretrightmovie.com. And find out what you haven't been told about the New World Order.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Friday, July the 3rd, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts with this happy face on now, and I've got good news of sorts, hard facts, certainly that, workable solutions perhaps for you today. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, then you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become Vocal Local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive talk radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can pick up the telephone and call throughout the program. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call 512-904-8014 to join me live on air and from around America and around the world. You can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065, and your calls are welcome. And for those without internet access, listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro-broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. A big shout-out to Liberty Radio Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM Buffalo, and 94.3 Elgin, Texas. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting Become a Vocal Local. Again, our listener call-in number is and remains 866-841-1065, and your calls are welcome on this Friday, July the 3rd. Gold today struggles to revisit the $940 level. You know, of course, the U.S. financial markets are closed in advance of Independence Day, so things are going to be very slight on the financial news. H.R. 2454, the American Clean Energy and Security Act, That's going to be the main focus today. Agenda 21, Chapter 9, of course, we'll go there. We'll revisit this compendium of information that we have from the Symposium on Man's Role in Changing the Face of the Earth. We'll go back and visit that. And then I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 news articles, all having to deal with H.R. 2454, the American Clean Energy and Security Act. So that's where we're going to go. But before we go there, let's read the market reports for today. Again, the U.S. financial markets are closed generally, although the gold spot market and the various spot markets go 24/7, 365. So let's find out what's happening there right now. Gold is trading up $3.50 at $932.30 an ounce. $932.30. The silver is trading up 4 cents at $13.39 an ounce. Platinum up $1 at $1,184 an ounce, and palladium off $3 at $247 an ounce. Now the lows and the highs so far in the gold spot market: $929.60 for a low, $934.90 for a high. So we got about a $5 spread in there. Yet the $932.30 mark reflects a $7.50 decline year on year, or a 0.80, or a little less than 1% loss on your investment so far, if we use those numbers. Take heart, these numbers aren't going to stay that way, in my opinion, for long. The London Gold Fix, just to give you an idea why we report on gold and silver, even if the U.S. financial markets are closed, is because it is an international marketplace and the boys in London are still in business. The London Gold Fix this morning was set at $932.50. And so you can see we're like 20 cents off of what they set the price at this morning. It'll probably hang out in that vicinity for most of the day. We'll see what they set it for in the afternoon, and maybe it'll close a little higher. The Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday closed down 223 points to 8,281. You see, at this time of the day when I gather my financial market reports, the New York Stock Exchange aren't even open yet, so I always have to report on yesterday's news, so nothing really is different today. Again, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed down yesterday 223 points, closing and trading at 8,281. The NASDAQ was 1,797. I didn't pick up the S&P number. The crude trading down 3 cents at $66.70. It just keeps going down a little bit more. And that's good news for us. Bad news for some, but it's good news for us, because the lower the price of crude oil is, of course, the cheaper the gasoline is at the pump. The U.S. dollar index dropped 17 basis points. It's trading right now at 80.28. In the foreign exchange rates, not a lot of happening there, not a lot happening at all. The Canadian dollar is trading at 86 cents U.S. The Mexican peso is still right in there close, but at 8 cents. The euro trading at $1.40. The British pound, $1.63. And the Swiss franc at 92 cents. So that's the market reports for today. Now, there's just a whole bunch of stuff going on. I don't know how many of you have taken the time, or how many of you will ever take the time, to go up, as we've suggested before, on the Internet, if you have an Internet-connected computer. If you don't, I know, I can understand. But if you have an Internet-connected computer, you can go up to www.thomas.gov. And when that web page opens up, in the little search box that comes up right there on the home page, just type in HR 2454, and then right below that you'll see a little click box. It says Bill Search, and select that and click on it. Then what will come up will be a list of various options, and what you want to do is click on Full Text. There's three different bills or three different versions that are available. You want the bottom one of those three. The one that was truly agreed upon and finally passed. That one. Click on that one. That should get you in the ballpark of this 1,500-page behemoth. Now, what will open up then is a list of all of the sections in this bill. And then you can pick your place to begin. Begin anywhere. And I would always suggest beginning at the top and working your way down, because you're going to want to look through some of these various and sundry definitions. And why do we do all of this? First of all, you're going to start to get a reason. You're going to start to understand why this bill is not read, and bills like this are not read, and in some regards, why they're not read, because they really, reading it doesn't really give you the big picture. Unless you've got tremendous amount of clairvoyance and persistence, and unless you persevere through the end, unless you track it out all the different ways that it goes, you're not going to be, it's not going to be terribly revealing as you read through this stuff. Now, I'm about a third of the way through it, and I'm not ready to start talking about the specifics, but I can tell you what, this is a nasty piece of crap, if I can say so to the morning audience, and I apologize to the children listening, but it's just nasty, and it has a lot of implications in it. There's a lot of pseudoscience that's wrapped up in this. There's lots of legalese, there's lots of corporation lingo that's thrown into this. It has more to do with money than it ever will have to do with clean air, that kind of clean energy. This is a financial system that's being developed here, much more so than a piece of legislation that will address climate change, that specious, nonsensical, pseudoscience climate change, as if the ecology could mean anything. But I've got a couple of news articles here first, and we'll pick those up right after we get back from this break. We'll start with the gold article, then we'll go into the carbon trading and so on. Stay with us.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail. It is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
Oh,
All right, and we've returned once again here. Let's go into a Reuters article, deal with a little bit of financial news, and then get right onto the meat of this this bigger issue. This off of Reuters, come out of London. Businessday.co.za, whatever that all means. But that's where I found the article this morning. We read this stuff. I read it to try and discern, to try and find specific key pieces of information. Most of the articles are built around one or two facts. And then the rest of it is just either speculation, observation, some kind of a subjective analysis or an objective analysis, and so on and so forth. But I'm looking for certain key facts when I go through these financial things. But this is how this article goes. I won't read it all. Spot gold stood at 932.65 at noon, that began London time, up from 928.65 late in New York. Earlier it rose to 933.50. So we can see that it's well below $950, but yet it's above 900. And that's good. A whole bunch of people bought gold at around the $900 level a year or so ago, and they're sitting there wondering whether they've made the right investment. Well, if you just go up like on Kitco.com, for instance, that's just a real quick, easy way to look. Go up on Kitco.com and click on their store, I think it is. Then you can see the prices that they would charge out of a Canada. Of course, you're going to have to, you'd want to deal with a U.S. broker so that your shipping differentials aren't going to clean your clock. But you can see what they sell the various products for there today, and you'll see that you've not been hurt, let me tell you that. Putting your hands on some of these metals, even today, you're still paying premiums, you're still paying shipping, there's still a lot there. The sell price is more than what you paid for it, so you're all right. But we track it just to keep track of where it's going. But continuing, dropping down a little bit in this, it says gold found a bit of support overnight out of Asia on these dips, but effectively it's gone sideways. Today it's been fairly soggy, fairly soggy trade, he said. This is a Tom Kendall, an analyst at Mitsubishi. But anyway, what's all this about? Well, we talk about this going horizontal. Gold has been crawling horizontally on the market for some time. If we get into a situation where we start seeing wild swings in the marketplace, that's what's known as volatility. We don't have really much of any volatility at all happening right now. I give you the lows and the highs every day in the gold spot market. As I said, today it's 929.30 or 929.60 with 934.90 for a high. So we can see that we have a spread of about $6. And in these marketplaces, a 6-point spread like that, nothing. It's just horizontal. It's traversing sideways. It's marking time, if you will. So that lets you know that it's solidly placed right now. It lets you know that the marketplace doesn't know what's coming. They're not doing anything rash. Everybody's just kind of hanging out. Of course, we're going into the holiday weekend. The markets are closed, so things are going to be pretty stable. We'll see where it opens up and runs on Monday. Dropping down a little bit further in the article, it says the U.S. currency lost some ground against a basket of six currencies. That's the U.S. dollar index, and we've talked about that before. I give you some currencies here every day, the Canadian dollar, the Mexican peso, the euro, the British pound, and the Swiss franc. These are not the same currencies that are in the basket of currencies. Little Timmy Geithner, but the global U.S., the basket of currencies that the U.S. dollar index is made up out of. But this is a little basket of currencies that relate to us specifically, Canadians being to the north, the Mexicans being to the south, the euro being the union that we're being forced into, the British pound, the home of the Rothschilds, and then the Swiss bank, or the Swiss franc, which is the banker for international settlements, Switzerland, international bankers, the central bankers bank. So that's why I give you those every day. So we just kind of keep an eye on what's going on with all of that. But they say, again, that the U.S. currency lost some ground against a basket of six currencies but remained broadly positive on Friday. Well, broadly positive, yeah, it's down 0.17 points, if you will, 17 basis points, trading at 80.28. Dropping down in the article again, they say part of the reason for gold's retreat was tempered really, and it has to do with the limited upside to which the dollar is gaining. What are they talking about? What they're talking about is, as we've been reporting, the USDX has been staying very close to this 80 point, this 80 mark. It's been going down 79, 78, high 78, 81, 80, 79, 78, right in that area, staying right in there. It's like got a top on it. It's not going higher. It's not going tremendously lower. Some people think it'll get down as low as 71.18 by October. We'll see whether that's true or not. Others, you know, think it's going to go higher on the high side. But anyway, it again, just like gold, it's going horizontally. Nothing real major happening in there. So there's a lot of stability in a time of uncertainty. And dropping down a little bit further, some more interesting news. The world's largest gold-backed exchange-traded fund, the SPDR Gold Trust, we've been reporting on that. I've suggested that you take a look at it, keep it in your radar, follow it from time to time, because there's there's several tons of gold involved in this, and it's an exchange-traded fund. It's electronically traded. There's some really bad apples involved in it. It's John Paulson, I think is the guy's name, if my memory serves me right. You know, he's the guy that made fortunes off of the derivatives bubble. He profits from other people's death, destruction, and doom, you know. So if he's heavily invested in this marketplace, we need to be careful. He's looking to make money. People don't get into this stuff and risk billions of dollars for nothing. They want to make money on they want a strong return on their investment, not just a bunch of good guys sitting around smoking cigars. So anyway, it says the world's largest gold-backed exchange-traded fund, the SPDR Gold Trust, said its holdings of 1,120.55 tons as of July the 22nd remained unchanged from the previous business day. So they're holding 1,120 tons of gold. And, you know, a big flap came up there in the marketplace talking about how China came up with 350 tons of gold, blah, 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 and all there was news and news and news about that. But here, right, we've got somebody that's holding 1,000-plus tons, 1,100 tons of gold. I think we ought to be paying a little bit more attention to that than what the Chinese are doing buying gold. Dropping down further here, it says holdings in gold by ETF securities, that's another one, which reflect the retail appetite for bullion, dropped by 12,543 ounces as of July the 2nd, according to a daily report from that company. So, you know, there's just been some selling going on. And when the selling goes on, the price of gold goes down. When the buying goes on, the price of gold usually goes up. And that's reflected in the charts. Indian data. What are we talking about Indian data? No, we're not talking about Cherokee and Pawnee and Blackfoot here. What we're talking about is the East Indians. Remember that the East Indians are one of the biggest gold buyers and gold holders on the planet. And they have their marriage holiday, which they just had, and they buy a lot of gold. And we talk a lot about the East Indian women holding lots of gold. I don't know how their system works or why they do the way they do, but this is what they do, and they've got a lot of gold over there, gobs and a bunch. But this article then says that the data shows that the gold import stood at about 59.8 tons in the first 6 months of this year, down 57% from the same period last year. India's gold imports in June were likely to be around 8 to 10 tons, down 24 tons from the same month a year ago, a senior official from Bombay Bullion Association said. Anyway, so that's the article. That's all the further we're going to do. That's all the financial news I want to talk about. Now, this is financial news, too. We're not going to stop doing financial news because the more we talk about this HR 2454 and find out more about it, I think you'll see that it has precious little to do with climate change, or environmental protection, and it has a whole gob and a bunch to do about putting lots of money in a few hands, getting involved in this new bourse, if you will, or a trading market called carbon credits. We'll pick that up on the other side, folks. Stay right with us right here on Become Vocal Local.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at PureBulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at PureBulk.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Hey folks, I've got a question for you. Do you force yourself out of bed each morning and drag throughout the day? Do you grab for that sugar pick-me-up only to later crash and feel even more tired? Well, I've got the solution for you. Put a Zip in your day and zap your appetite. Reclaim your get-up-and-go with Zip and Zap. Let me tell you what you'll notice in immediate benefits. It ramps up your workouts. Well, if you work out. Turns off your hunger, elevates your mood, helps you to resist fattening foods, and gives you a smooth flow of energy with no crash. The testimonials? Colin in Illinois lost 30 pounds in 8 weeks, didn't work out. Susie in Missouri, 10 pounds in 20 days, she didn't work out. Anna in California did work out and went from a size 14 to a size 4 in 90 days. If you want results like this, working out or not, order Zip and Zap now and also ask about Lametco International's first line of defense products. Tell them Michael Herzog sent you. Call 1-800-933-2565. That's 1-800-933-2565.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
All right, we've returned once again, and we are talking about this HR 2454. And if you've typed it into your browser, you're probably perusing the index, and I would encourage you to take your time and read a couple of those sections and just get an idea for the lingo here. Before we go into it, I'll say simply that I listened to a lot of radio yesterday, heard all variety and sundry of excellent reporting on this issue, articles written by anybody from David Icke up to the Mahatma Gandhi. You know, I mean, it's a huge spectrum. Everybody's looking at this, and I think it's very important that we do so. This is not good legislation. This is not a good idea. This is really, really, really damning information. But before we dive into this and continue on with it, and I'm going to stay on it like a pit bull. Sometimes I get these things that bees in my bonnet, and I just have to go through them to figure out what's going down. And if we get saddled with this kind of garbage, this nonsense, the repercussions are going to be dreadful. But I got a bunch of calls. Well, not a bunch of calls. I got two or three calls yesterday from acquaintances trying to get my take on this. Personal visit made to the house here by another that wanted to find out more about it, so on and so forth. And a lot of people are looking. And so I think we need to be paying close attention to this. It's certainly on everyone's plate. But unfortunately, there seem to be some hosts out there that are fanning the flames of, well, we ought to just get it out of the way and make it part of our daily regimen, you know. Everybody bow their heads and let's worship doubt, 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 and fear, 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 and worry, worry, worry. Now that we've gotten that out of the way, we can raise our heads and get on to the business of the day. Doubt, fear, and worry is not going to get us anywhere. We need to take action on these things wherever and whenever we can. We also need to proceed with reasoned intelligence, and the only way we can accomplish that is by reading the legislation and trying to figure out what we can about it from that, and then tracking out all of the different rabbit trails. And on this particular piece of legislation, that's going to be an onerous project, which is why Congress did not read the bill, and which is why it'll go through Senate like a grease chute under Barbara Boxer, no doubt, the same way. So let's hope that doesn't happen. There are things that we can try and achieve. There is the fact that it was there was a vote to reconsider, and then that vote was laid on the table. And so when the guys come back from their 4th of July Independence Day holiday, someone who voted for passage of this bill could conceivably pass for the vote to take the motion to reconsider off the table and bring up the debate and start again. Maybe this holiday is a blessing in disguise, because perhaps some of the Congress whores will have taken the time to do what we've been doing and listen around and look around on the internet and find out what the people of this country and around the world think of this legislation, and maybe, just maybe, they'll bring it back up for discussion and continued debate, and maybe they'll kill it in the House before they send it to the Senate. Well, if that happens, we should probably see or expect Jesus' feet to land in Jerusalem sometime in the week. A miracle, and a miracle indeed, but it'd be a blessing for sure. Anyway, let's go into this. Oh, and before I do that, I'll have to say this too. You know, I've been asked several times, the network keeps hitting me upside the head with a stick, and rightfully so, it's their right to ask for a bio, you know, to put a bio on the website so that you can all go up and find out all about me. You know, well, this is not about me, it's all about the information. But I will say this, that I started out with a real great desire to be an architect, and when I found that I didn't have the mathematical propensity I decided that I would rather be in engineering rather than architecture. It seemed to be more up my line, but I did discover that I didn't have the mathematical skills necessary, really, to advance that way in a college environment. And so I started out as an office boy drafter working in an engineering company, and I taught myself the math that I needed to know, and with the help and the assistance of all of the various engineers and land surveyors and geologists that I've worked with, they taught me the key stuff that I needed to know, and then with what I took on in myself on the side, I was able to work in that industry for a long time. And so I am completely used to dealing with this kind of reading. Well, when you start talking about the American Public Works Association and the design and the construction of water systems and sewage treatment plants and highways and bridges and all of that, and the development of land and creating subdivisions of land, dealing with all of the rules, the regulations, the codes, the building permits, and all of that sort of stuff, you know, it's all the same kind of language. So I'm fairly good at reading this stuff, and it's such dry textual material that it puts most people to sleep, but I can somehow or another, I can stay awake and just keep reading and understand what I'm reading. So if that's any benefit to you, that's the perspective that I'm coming from this. So let's continue. This article off of Bloomberg, Matthew Carr, rather revealing. It says the EU, the European Union, carbon traders buy record puts. Now we talk about the economic aspect of this, puts, sending bearish signals on price. Here he goes. European Union carbon traders bought a record amount of put options last month to protect themselves against declining prices for emission allowances. So right off the bat, we're pointing right back to our the way we start the broadcast every day. We always have to follow the money, so we start with refreshing our memory and increasing the depth of our understanding about the financial markets every morning on this broadcast, because it's a prelude to what's really going down. Almost all of the stuff that's happening these days has to do with money, really. When you get down to the bottom of it, it's always money, right back to the Rothschilds and the rest of their herd. But anyway, European carbon credit traders, carbon traders, that bought a record amount of puts, or put options, last month. They bought put options on a record 24.2 million metric tons of EU carbon dioxide allowances. This is like getting a pass. It's like getting a pass to pollute. If you have a polluting coal-fired power plant, you'll need to buy permits or credits to pollute, apparently. And so you'll go into this trading bourse, a stock exchange, if you will, and buy your carbon dioxide allowances. It's very conceivable that we might, some one of these days, be reporting the Dow Jones Industrial Average, the NASDAQ, the S&P, and the carbon dioxide market, carbon credits. And then we would record on how many shares of carbon credits, how many permits were bought and sold on any given day. Can I give you an idea of generally where I see this going? According to data compiled for Bloomberg by the European Climate Exchange, see, it's the ECE. It would be the European Climate Exchange, and we might have the NYCE, the New York Climate Exchange. We might have the Chicago Climate Exchange, the CCE, and we do have those sorts of things. We're going to find out about that. Buyers of put options profit when the prices fall below an agreed strike price. EU carbon allowances for December have plunged 55% from a year ago as the recession pulled down economic output and demand for permits to emit greenhouse gas. What are they buying a permit to do? To emit greenhouse gas, carbon dioxide. Call options, which pay off when CO2 prices rise above an agreed strike price. CO2 prices, selling carbon dioxide. Buying and selling a gas, as you can't see, totally naturally occurring substance here. They fell to 3.1 million tons last month, the lowest since October the 2008, according to the European Climate Exchange data. June was the first month this year when sales of put options exceeded the calls. Alessandro Vitelli, well, there's... You probably enjoy his Parmesan cheese as much as I do. Alessandro Vitelli, an analyst at IDEA Carbon in London, IDEA. All right, you got your browser open, maybe a notepad, open notepad and set it out there right beside your browser. Reduce the size of your browser window to 3/4 of the screen, open up notepad, type in there, IDEA, that's all caps, carbon, IDEA Carbon in London. Do a little research for yourself. Find out something about who these people are. The figures suggest traders are simply hedging against lower outright prices. Carbon dioxide allowances for December dropped 26 cents or 2% to 12.98 euros a metric ton on the European Climate Exchange at noon in London. All right? We're talking about money here. Far more than we're talking about climate change. Much more than we're talking about environment. We're talking about profiting, money being made. FRNs, euros, dinars, etc. Rupees. Hey, we got a break on top of us. We'll pick it up on the other side of the break, and we'll see which of the Republicans passed the cap and trade benefit from environmental donations. Stay with us.
Invest. You buy insurance. You wear your seatbelt. You do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against pandemics, all natural disasters, and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you're not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in a FEMA line. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now, and for a free gift on your first order, enter coupon code ORACLE at checkout. Don't forget, preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com.
Hey folks, it's Tony Pax from the Animal Farm Radio Show, and I want to tell you about the company Totally Wicked. Totally Wicked is the leading online worldwide supplier of electronic cigarettes. An electronic cigarette, or e-cigarette, is an alternative to smoked tobacco products such as cigarettes, cigars, or pipes. It is a battery-powered device that provides inhaled doses of nicotine by delivering a vaporized liquid nicotine solution. In addition to nicotine delivery, this vapor also provides a flavor and physical sensation similar to that of inhaled tobacco smoke, even though no tobacco smoke or combustion is actually involved in its operation. Totally Wicked's products not only help a person to regulate their nicotine intake and creates a vapor resembling smoke, but it also looks like a cigarette, thereby helping the user with the psychological and physical habit of holding a regular cigarette. To find out more about the great products that Totally Wicked has to offer, please visit totallywicked-eliquid.com or email them at info@totallywicked-eliquid.com.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more, all at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
All right, we're back once again here in the last segment of this first hour of today's broadcast, and I'll just revisit the topic where I started at the bottom of the hour and basically say this. What I discovered in my youth was that mathematics was my worst subject. I was just like a straight-A person when it came to English and reading and things like that, so that was an easy one. But I have a kind of a peculiar personality. I don't like to accept defeat in myself. If there's something that I find that I can't do, I become almost obsessive in trying to master it. So, nevertheless, long stories and short stories, had I lived today, grew up today, every teacher in America and every counselor would have advised me against getting involved with engineering and land surveying and design and things like that, because my math skills on map tests or math tests, what do they call those things, SAT scores, would have been so low, they would have laughed at me. But nevertheless, and as we talked with Vicki yesterday, the educational system is designed to, basically weed out and fail people and get people to go in as bedpan changers when they might have been a better neurosurgeon. And so I just didn't allow that to defeat me. And so I just applied myself, and through a lifelong study, I've got a stack of mathematics textbooks that I've gone on my own and finished and gone through and worked through. That it's towering, but nevertheless, all that is simply to say that there are things that you may perhaps today believe that you're not capable of doing, but you desire to do. I always like to say it this way: if you think you can, you probably can. If you think that you can't, you're whipped before you start. So let's not defeat ourselves by thinking that we can't do something. It is the easiest way to fail. Is by quitting. They say 90% of success is you've already achieved it when you start something, and 90% of all failures, especially in business, come about by quitting the business, stopping. And so if we can understand that and wrap our minds around that and add it to our storehouse of knowledge and apply it in our lives, we can quit quitting, stop quitting, That's something we can easily throw aside. Stop quitting. Just keep pressing forward. I've climbed a lot of mountains. I've gone a lot of places and done a lot of things physically. and mentally that if I had a defeatist attitude, I'd never have been able to achieve in my life. So just take heart, realize that if you apply yourself and stick with it, and don't quit, don't give up, don't get discouraged, don't allow the every little wind of doctrine to throw you off course. Just stay the course, stick with it, and things that you think today are impossible, you'll look back on in 20 years and you'll wonder why you waited so long to accomplish it. Anyway, all of that sermonizing behind us. Let's go back in. This article off of, who is this? This came off of the WashingtonExaminer.com. The Republicans who helped pass the cap and trade benefited from environmental donations, an article by Kevin Mooney, staff writer. House Republicans who received campaign donations from environmental groups helped make up the narrow margin of votes needed to send the Waxman-Markey cap-and-trade bill over to the U.S. Senate. Now, I wish he hadn't read that or written that, because for all of his audience reading it, they still don't know what he's talking about. I went back through my email basket and found the earliest email that I received, and curiously enough, this from Eagle Forum, this from Phyllis Schlafly, of all people. This was the first notice that I received in my email box in regards to this American Clean Energy and Security Act of 2009, H.R. 2454. Why didn't I open this email? Why didn't I read it? I saved it, but I didn't look at it. Why? Because it didn't give the bill number. It didn't tell us what it was that we were looking at. It started off with subjective stuff, House to vote on a $1,500 tax on household energy tomorrow. Say no to Obama's $1,500 tax on household energy. Yeah, that's an important headline, but that doesn't do me any good. Then it goes on and it says, tell your committee representative to oppose the Waxman-Markey cap and tax bill today. That doesn't tell me anything. The place to put this H.R. 2454, American Clean Energy and Security Act of 2009, is in the lead sentence of the article. Maybe that way you could even Google it up, you know, Scroogle it, dogpile it, web ferret, and have it pop right up on your screen. But unfortunately, most of these writers are burying the key phrase that we need to have somewhere in the text. Let's go back to this article from the Washington Examiner. The legislation, again, passed by a vote of 219 to 212 on Friday with critical assistance from eight Republicans just 1 week ago. These eight Republicans are Mark Bono Mack of California, Mike Castle of Delaware, Mark Kirk of Illinois, Leonard Lance of New Jersey, Frank Lee Biondo from New Jersey, John McHugh from New York, Dave Reichert from Washington, Chris Smith of New Jersey. The support proved critical with 44 Democrats voting against the regulatory scheme. Political action committees, those are PACs, connected with the League of Conservation Voters, the Sierra Club, the Ocean Champions and Republicans for Environmental Protection have made donations to most of these same eight Republican lawmakers. Now, I'm not going to give you all the gory details because the donations that have been made are minuscule by comparison with that laundry list that we gave 2 weeks ago Monday. The millions and millions and millions of that are donated by the corporations. And I'll just jump in without going through the rest of this particular article here, and remind you that one of the articles that I read last Friday morning, I think it was, or perhaps Monday morning on the broadcast, had to do with ConocoPhillips coming out opposed to this legislation. But other articles, some read by Lee Rogers, some read by others, over this past week, have revealed that the ExxonMobil and British Petroleum, etc., have been in behind the scenes positioning, taking up like a controlled opposition post for some time, for years, moving towards this. So when we hear from the petroleum producers and refiners a lot of protest, then we can remember Shakespeare, "Methinketh you protest too much." You start hearing the people coming out protesting against this. We have to be careful when we choose whose side we support, who we think might be allies. There's a lot of controlled opposition out there in this world that we live in. Anyway, they go on in this article here, and they talk about those that have profited from and have received financial campaign contributions from various green weenie neo-Nazi or eco-Nazis. That's what I'm supposed to be saying, eco-Nazis. Eco-Nazis and green weenies. You know, I've been calling them green weenies for a long time. The tree huggers, the bug hugger, you know, the bug lovers, the tree huggers, the flower sniffers, and that whole bunch of kind that just seem to be basically who they really are. If you want to go back and look carefully and understand how the progression went, we started with the Beat Nick. Well, actually, we started with the Beat Era, Ken Kesey, Desolation Angels, Jack Kerouac, the Beat Era. And then they became the Beatniks, you know, with the bongos and the beard, the goatee and the bongos and the black t-shirts, okay? We went through that period and we went into the free speech movement. And then we went into this the National Organization of Women, women's rights and all of that, and the anti-segregation things, working with Martin Luther King, most of the people from Berkeley taking busloads of Berkeleyites and going down to Selma and other places in Alabama and marching with the Negroes, waving signs and agitating. They were all communists at the time. Almost every one of them. You know, socialist, communist leaning, very, I don't like to use the word left, but leftist, if you will. That whole bunch. Then they turned into the anti-war protesters, which became the hippies. And then from the hippies, they turned into flower children. That was the beginning of the ecology. Our eyes were turned from freedom to ecology, I wrote in a song back in about 1971, a lyric out of a song that I'd written. And so our eyes were turned from freedom to ecology right about there. There was this little symbol that came out, the E symbol came out at that time. A little cloisonné pin was in wide circulation and people would wear it. And there were the flower children. And then you saw the little appliques. It's like the Support Our Troops ribbons, the magnetic stickers, so they were actually had sticky stick on the backside of them, and they were all kind of flowers. You'd stick them all over your Volkswagen bus and your Volkswagen sedan or your Chevy or whatever. That whole movement. Those are the flower children, and the flower children grew up and became yuppies and yippies, and now they're in Washington. We'll be back. Stay with us on the other side.
Loan modifications don't work, at least not without some leverage from a forensic audit by mortgage fraud examiners. Have your payments skyrocketed under an adjustable rate mortgage? Have you been laid off or had your hours cut? Are balloon payments coming due? Congress and the White House are pinning their hopes on homeowners renegotiating their mortgages to stop the housing crisis. Trouble is, the banks are saying no 80% of the time. That's where Mortgage Fraud Examiners comes in. They perform forensic loan audits and appraisals to find legal deficits in your mortgage. They estimate that up to 85% of all mortgages have legal problems. Banks and lenders suddenly start cooperating if faced with a lawsuit for violating lending laws or appraisal fraud. You could gain some powerful ammunition to use for Mortgage Fraud Examiners. Get more information at www.mortgagefraudexaminers.com or call 800-540-EXAM. That's 800-540-3926.
Aerial spray, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Friday, July the 3rd, going into the Independence Day weekend, July the 3rd, 2009, broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts, and in the first hour of today's broadcast, we've covered a variety of things. Basically, we're taking another long, close look at H.R. 2454. From a financial standpoint, what's the monetary implications in all of this? This is where we're going to find the most meat. There's precious little here in this lengthy piece of legislation that's actually going to translate out into any kind of a relief for climate change. You know, climate's going to continue to change. I reported this morning it's overcast and calm in southwest Missouri. And so if I had a solar array here to help myself get off the grid, so to speak, and I had a wind charger up over my head, I'd still be fresh out of luck. A lot of these solutions that are offered by the various and sundry eco-Nazis are just band-aids on the sucking chest wound of the body politic. They address symptoms. They don't address the disease, the greater disease. Anyway, when we look at Congress and we look at with the right set of glasses on, we're looking directly at the disease, the super social disease that certainly besets this nation. If we ever hope to have a restoration of our constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government, it's going to be the abolition of the established two-party system that is going to get us on track fastest, in my opinion. And so I think we need to work towards that. We can get carried away with all the winds of doctrine chasing after all of the smoke trails that are put up by this horde of globalists, and we would just simply find ourselves always about two chapters behind in a book that they've been writing for some time. But here we go, coming into the CanadaFreePress.com, an article that I pulled down. This was March the 25th, 2009, an article by Judy McLeod. I pulled this off of another website, I think, KlamathBasinCrisis.org, an interesting website. Klamath Basin, Klamath Valley, that's out in Oregon, I believe. KlamathBasinCrisis.org, and this is where this article came from, but originally it was from the CanadaFreePress.com, written by Judy McLeod, McLeod, on March the 25th of 2009. Good news to know that the truth will always out, even when you're Barack Obama. This is an article that I've looked at before, but it has information in it that's very, very valuable. Keep that browser or that notepad open on near your browser, because we're going to have some more things that you can go and look up. We need to find this information out for ourselves in our own research rather than just taking a carte blanche from someone else. Obama, she writes, years ago helped fund the carbon program he is now pushing through Congress, close quote, is a Fox News story by Ed Barnes. In short, quote, while on the board of a Chicago-based charity, Barry the usurper helped fund a carbon trading exchange that will likely play a critical role in the cap-and-trade carbon reduction program he is now trying to push through Congress as president, close quote. Now, it would have been very, very useful there had the author written the American Clean Energy and Security Act of 2009, because that is what was being pushed through Congress. And maybe people would be able to then go and find out what they were talking about. This charity was the Joyce Foundation. So here's what you type in to your little notepad there, J-O-Y-C-E, Foundation, Joyce Foundation, on whose board of directors the usurper serves. And we'll pick that up right there when we come back from this break. Stay with us.
My newest documentary film, The Secret Right, Volume 1. I'm Josh Reeves, and for the almost 2 years, I have researched the secret of right-wing group known as the Council for National Policy. This film explores for the first time the hidden hand that controls the religious and military aims of the American right wing, with such topics as Iran-Contra, the John Birch Society, eugenics, the Vatican controllers, Christian Zionists, the Bohemian Grove, the Patriot Movement, and more. More powerful than the Council on Foreign Relations, more secretive than the Bilderberg Group, The Secret Right Volume 1 goes where no other film has dared to go. Get your copy today at secretrightmovie.com. That's www.secretrightmovie.com. And find out what you haven't been told about the New World Order.
We're going into the depression today. We've taken all our profits before. We're going to do it again.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
All right, so we've returned once again, and we're looking at this article out of the Canada Free Press written by Judy McLeod. And it says here again that the charity was the Joyce Foundation, on whose board of directors Barry the Usurper served, and which gave nearly $1.1 million in two separate grants that were instrumental in developing and launching the privately owned Chicago Climate Exchange. Now, that's another one you type in. So on your browser, you should have three things listed now. This is the third, Chicago Climate Exchange, which now calls itself, quote, North America's only cap-and-trade system for all six greenhouse gases with global affiliates and projects worldwide. And this is only the beginning of this tawdry tale, Mr. Barnes, he writes. The quote-unquote privately owned Chicago Climate Exchange is heavily influenced by the usurper's cohorts, Al Gore and Maurice Strong. This is an article I've been trying to find in my own records for some time, finally was able to come across it again. I reported on this a while back. But here we've got Maurice Strong. And who is Maurice Strong? Now, this is a quiz. Our little homeschool classroom here. Who is Maurice Strong? Who was he? And why is he important? Well, one of the things that's important to know about Maurice Strong, and we talk about it, and we read from it on a daily basis, and we're going to read some more out of it today, but Maurice F. Strong was the Secretary General of the United Nations Conference on Environment and Development. And what is that Conference on Environment and Development, or UNCED? Well, it's the Earth Summit. Agenda 21, Program of Action for Sustainable Development, the Rio Declaration on Environment and Development, the final text of agreements negotiated by governments at the United Nations Conference on Environment and Development, or UNCED, on June the 3rd to the 14th of 1992 in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. You see how patient some of these actors and stakeholders are, and how they position themselves for long-term profit. Here this conference was 17 years ago, and it laid out the framework that made possible the advance of this eco-terrorism, this eco-Nazi program of Agenda 21, which opened the door to the creation of the Chicago Climate Exchange. And we find Barry the Usurper cohorting with both Al, I Invented the Internet, Mr. Climate Change himself, Gore, and Maurice Strong, Mr. Agenda 21, Sustainable Development. So, continuing, Strong is on the board of directors of the Chicago Climate Exchange. Isn't that just terribly convenient? Wikipedia here, she says, described as the world's first and North America's only legally binding greenhouse gas emission registry reduction system for emission sources and offset projects in North America and where? Brazil. The conference, remember, was held in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. Gore, the self-proclaimed patron saint of the environment, buys his carbon offsets from himself. And this is the business, and so type this in. Generation Investment Management LLP. Generation Investment Management LLP. Now you've got four items up there on your notepad to plug into your browser after the broadcast concludes. And here's a quote. It's an independent, private, owner-managed partnership established in 2004 with offices in London and Washington, D.C., of which he is both chairman and the founding partner. And Al Gore walks around the United States and travels around the world and gets paid a lot of money. And you wonder why he's not in prison. You know, when you think about, well, the other day I had the opportunity of, I guess it's an opportunity, had the opportunity of interviewing Peter Schiff on a broadcast I used to do on another network. And he mentioned that he was interested in running for Senate, and he was going to need $20 million to make that campaign successful. I got an email just the other day from Roy Blunt. Roy! Congressman for the 7th District here in Southwest Missouri, who's running to take Kitty Bond's seat out of the Senate. And he's bragging about having already raised, he's met his target of $1 million already raised for the 2010 election cycle. You know, so you wonder, you ask yourself, well, how is it that these various and sundry men have and women have taken time out of their life, and they've gone in and they've served in government, you know, positions for decades, some of them, lifetimes almost, some of them. Why would they do that? The pay's not all that great. Certainly they have to be away from home a lot, or maybe they have multiple homes and they like that lifestyle. Do a lot of traveling. They got a lot of FaceTime, of course. But why would they do that? It isn't until you peel back the layers of the onions and start to see the various and sundry connections that they make that will ensure them or ensure them phenomenal wealth at a later date that you can understand why they're willing to make this sacrifice. It's not from a altruistic or humanitarian basis generally. It's being pushed and triggered by power and greed. The desire for a never-ending escalation of their personal wealth. Continuing here, looking at Al Gore, The generation investment management business has considerable influence over the major carbon credit trading firms that currently exist. It has and exercises considerable influence over the major carbon credit trading firms that currently exist. And so you might type that into your browser, put that in your notepad. Major carbon credit trading firms. You come up with a list. Which, of course, includes the Chicago Climate Exchange. Strong, Maurice Strong, the silent partner, they always like to work from behind the scenes. If you remember the analogy that I've given several times on this broadcast about the Joseph Principle. Maybe you know the little Hebrew boy with the multicolored coat, thrown into a pit by his brothers, sold into bondage, winds up in a jailhouse in Egypt. The Pharaoh has a dream. He's looking for anybody in the kingdom that can interpret the dream. Joseph tells the answer to the, says that he can interpret the dream, and to the baker, or the butcher, the baker, the candlestick maker, I don't remember which. And because he was able to predict the outcome of this, or the meaning of this dream, he's raised up as the grand vizier in Egypt. And then he implements the, one of the most incredible taxation schemes that ever came down the pike in Egypt, probably collapsed their economy. But that's the Joseph Principle, always working the man behind the curtain, implementing the taxes and profiting under the protection of the Pharaoh. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
¶¶
And we are back once again, and we're looking at this Maurice Strong's involvement in all this, the silent partner. You know, there's another one, the Hebrew boy standing behind the curtain. Maurice Strong, the silent partner, is a man whose name often draws a blank on the Washington cocktail circuit, even though a former Secretary General of the 1992 United Nations Conference on Environment and Development, the much-hyped, they say, Rio Earth Summit, much hyped. Judy should know better than that. Maybe she ought to bother to read it, and she'd understand why it's hyped. It's not nearly hyped enough. And the Undersecretary General of the United Nations in the days of an oil-for-food beleaguered Kofi Annan. Lawrence Summers figures in here somewhere as well under Kofi Annan. We'll pick that one up on another day, perhaps. The Canadian-born Strong is little known in the United States. That's because he spends most of his time in China, where he's been working to make the communist country the world's next superpower. The nondescript Strong, nonetheless, is the big cheese in the underworld of climate change and is one of the main architects of the failing Kyoto Protocol. Full credit for the exposé on the business partnership of Strong and Gore in the cap-and-trade reduction scheme should go to the investigative acumen of the Executive Intelligence Review. This will be the fifth item to type into your notepad there by your browser, the Executive Intelligence Review, for a full exposé of the partnership between Strong and Gore. The tawdry tale of the top two global warming gurus in the business world goes all the way back to Earth Day, April the 17th of 1995. And remember I said back down in Berkeley, California, I remember that day when they handed out all of those little cloisonné pins, the Earth Day pins, with a pressed through the center of a small card, a little bigger than a business card, smaller than a 3 or 5 card, told all about Earth Day, the development. That was the day that we changed. They turned our eyes from freedom to ecology in the anti-war protest movement, if you will, just working their way through the crowd, a few young men in slacks and white shirts and ties with their sleeves rolled up or sports coats on. It was most unusual. They stuck out like a sore thumb in the motley crew that was gathered to listen to folk singers singing that day, sitting around with all the dog poo-poo on the in People's Park, Berkeley, California. Very interesting day. Again, the tawdry tale of the top two global warming gurus in the business world goes all the way back to Earth Day of April 17th, 1995, when the future author of An Inconvenient Truth traveled to Fall River, Massachusetts to deliver a green sermon at the headquarters of Molten Metal Technology, Inc., MMTI. MMTI was a firm that proclaimed to have invented a process for recycling metals from waste. Gore praised the Molten Metal firm as a pioneer in the kind of innovative technology that can save the environment and make money for investors at the same time. Key phrases. Gore left a few facts out of his speech that day, wrote EIR. First, the firm was run by Strong and a group of Gore's intimates, including Peter Knight. There's another one to type in. Peter Knight, K-I-N-I-G-H-T. The firm's registered lobbyist. What's Peter Knight doing this week? And Gore's former top Senate aide. Goes back a while. A partnership agreement between Peter Knight and Al Gore. Fast forward to the present day, Judy writes, and ask yourself, why is it every time someone picks up another Senate rock, another serpent comes slithering out? I guess that would hearken to another Google search that you could do for David Icke's article on all of this. Just read the on air the other day on another network. David Icke is on this trail as well, always finding these serpents slithering out from underneath rocks. I'll pass on that, the things I could say there, but I won't. With Al Gore's Earth Day as a Wall Street calling card, Molten Metal stock value soared to $35 a share, a range it maintained through October of 1996. But along the way, the Department of Ecology scientists had balked at further finding. When in March 1996, corporate officers concluded that the federal cash cow was about to run dry, they took action. Between that date and October 1996, seven corporate officers, including Maurice Strong, sold off $15.3 million in personal shares in the company at top market value. On October 20th, 1996, a Sunday, by the way, the company issued a press release announcing for the first time that Department of Energy funding would be vastly scaled back and reported the bad news on a conference with the stockbrokers. Again, this is all about Molten Metal, a company, Molten Metal Technologies, Inc., MMTI. Maurice Strong invested heavily in that, and they got out just in time. They sold $15.3 million in personal shares at the top of the market, ducking out with profits. On Monday, again, the stock market plunged by 49%, soon landing at $5 a share. By early 1997, furious stockholders had filed a class action suit against the company and its directors. Ironically, one of the class action lawyers had tangled with Maurice Strong in another insider trading case involving a Swiss company called AZL Resources. Of course, if you were to list up the bodies on all of these people, you know, the wreckage and the carnage that comes behind this kind of ilk is just too vast to even document. So we'll leave the rest of that part and go on to the article. In 1997, Strong went on to accept from Tong Son Park, who was found guilty of illegally acting as an Iraqi agent, $1 million from Saddam Hussein. Tong Son Park, T-O-N-G-S-U-N, capital P-A-R-K, Tong Son Park, illegally acting as an Iraqi agent, $1 million went into Strong's pocket for that. From Saddam Hussein, which was invested in Cordex Petroleum Inc., a company he owned with his son Fred. So you could type in Cordex Petroleum Inc. That would be number 7 on your list. These are the leaders in the man-made global warming movement, who three years later were to be funded by the same who was to become president of the United States of America. All right. So what the authors here is doing is trying to guide us into the understanding that there's a movement here. Another one of these bowel movements, but this one's the man-made global warming movement. And there's bunches of these things out there. This is just one of them. If we follow the timeline, Judy writes, on where Obama, or Barry the usurper, was during the funding of the Chicago Climate Exchange, he was still a professor at the University of Chicago Law School teaching constitutional law, with his law license becoming inactive a year later in 2002. It may be interesting to note that the Chicago Climate Exchange, in spite of its hype, is a veritable rat's nest of cronyism. The largest shareholder in the exchange is Goldman Sachs. Some people say Sachs. It just depends on your point of view, I suppose. But if you go back and track the success ratio of Goldman Sachs, you'll find that they're intricately linked with all of the booms and bust cycles in the stock market for some time. And they're going to be all over this bill, H.R. 2454, like ants at a picnic. Chicago Mayor Richard M. Daley is its honorary chairman. Again, this is the Chicago Climate Exchange. The Joyce Foundation, which funded the exchange, also funded money for John Ayers' Chicago School Initiative. If you remember, Ayers is one of those hippy-dippy weathermen. We'll pick it up on the other side, folks, the plot thickens.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
It's folks, I've got a question for you. Do you force yourself out of bed each morning and drag throughout the day? Do you grab for that sugar pick-me-up only to later crash and feel even more tired? Well, I've got the solution for you. Put a zip in your day and zap your appetite. Reclaim your get-up-and-go with Zip and Zap. Let me tell you what you'll notice in immediate benefits. It ramps up your workouts. Well, if you work out. Turns off your hunger, elevates your mood, helps you to resist fattening foods, and gives you a smooth flow of energy with no crash. The testimonials? Colin in Illinois lost 30 pounds in 8 weeks, didn't work out. Susie in Missouri, 10 pounds in 20 days, she didn't work out. Anna in California did work out and went from a size 14 to a size 4 in 90 days. If you want results like this, working out or not, order Zip and Zap now and also ask about Lametco International's first line of defense products. Tell them Michael Herzog sent you. Call 1-800-933-2565. That's 1-800-933-2565.
You invest. You buy insurance. You wear your seatbelt. You do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against pandemics, all natural disasters, and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you're not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in a FEMA line. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now, and for a free gift on your first order, enter coupon code ORACLE at checkout. Don't forget, preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com.
Hey folks, it's Tony Pax from the Animal Farm Radio Show, and I want to tell you about the company Totally Wicked. Totally Wicked is the leading online worldwide supplier of electronic cigarettes. An electronic cigarette, or e-cigarette, is an alternative to smoked tobacco products such as cigarettes, cigars, or pipes. It is a battery-powered device that provides inhaled doses of nicotine by delivering a vaporized liquid nicotine solution. In addition to nicotine delivery, this vapor also provides a flavor and physical sensation similar to that of inhaled tobacco smoke, even though no tobacco smoke or combustion is actually involved in its operation. Totally Wicked's products not only help a person to regulate their nicotine intake and creates a vapor resembling smoke, but it also looks like a cigarette, thereby helping the user with the psychological and physical habit of holding a regular cigarette. To find out more about the great products that Totally Wicked has to offer, please visit totallywicked-eliquid.com or email them at info@totallywicked-eliquid.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned once again right here on Become Vocal Local. And again, the call-in number is 866-841-1065 as we begin the last half of the second hour of today's broadcast. For those of you that have Bibles in your house, and I realize that not everyone has them anymore, nor bother to read them, but if you ever have or do, you might look in Genesis and start in Genesis 39, where you pick up Joseph and Potiphar's wife, and then into chapter 40, where Joseph explains the prisoner's dreams, and then through chapter 41, where the Pharaoh makes Joseph a ruler. That was very easy reading, only two or three pages, and it continues all the way up to Joseph's brothers come to buy food in chapter 42, and then you'll have a better understanding of what I mean when I'm talking about the Joseph principle. But we see the same principle playing out here with Al Gore and Maurice Strong basically finding a way to tax just about everything, and now we've gone beyond taxing a man's food and every morsel of food he takes in, and we've discussed getting in a position to tax every drop of water that we drink, and now we're going apparently to tax every bit of carbon dioxide on the planet. Make money from any place you can make money if you're following the Joseph principle. But here it continues, and this is important because of who this guy, John Ayers, school initiative. John Ayers is the brother of William Ayers, you've probably all heard about that, you know. And these guys are intricately linked in with this SDS, or the Students for a Democratic Society. You can follow that little journey all the way back to its origins with Fabian socialism. Talked about that briefly in the past. I've been looking for that encyclopedia article, and I haven't been able to find it. It has something to do with IDS, but we'll have to get that over the weekend, hopefully, and we can talk about it in greater detail. But you'll find every one of these bug-loving tree huggers that goes all the way back to the earliest parts of our country, including Mark Twain and whatnot, all tied up in this. A lot of progressives and socialists and positivists, and they're all just wrapped up in it. But here continues from the article, what a flap when it was discovered that the senator from Chicago had nursed on Saul Alinsky's milk, had his political career launched at a coffee party held by domestic terrorist Bill Ayers, and sat for 20 years uncomplaining in front of the goddamn America pulpit of resentment challenged Jeremiah Wright, and we've all heard that story. But it's all true. And yet it goes under the radar, you know, it just... people forget so quickly in this country anymore. Folk were naturally outraged that the empty suit who would go on to become TOTUS was spawned from such an anti-American activism. But the media should have been hollering, stop thief, instead. The same Chicago climate change, or climate exchange, promoting public ripoff was funded by Barry the Usurper before he was POTUS. I don't understand what TOTUS and POTUS is. Maybe I should. Even as man-made global warming is being exposed as a money-generating hoax, the usurper is working feverishly to push the controversial cap-and-trade carbon reduction scheme, more properly known and correctly known as the American Clean Energy and Security Act of 2009, H.R. 2454, through Congress. The usurper was never the character he created for himself in the fairy tale version in Dreams of My Father. He's the agent of change and hope for cohorts making money down at the Chicago Climate Exchange. And this is a very, you know, it's very telling when you use this word properly and understand it, you know, as we understand about hope. Hope makes a real dandy breakfast, but it's a lousy supper. And change and agents of change and change agents have been busily gnawing away at the very fiber of this country ever since the idea came into the head of Beatrice Webb and seconded by her husband, made popular by George Bernard Shaw, as the Fabian socialist, then outcast, George Orwell, it's not his real name, Blair is his name, but Orwell, he writes his 1984 in 1948, puts it out. But, of course, I always concentrate a lot more attention on the writings of Aldous Huxley and his Brave New World and his Brave New World Revisited, where he makes the connection with positivism and sociology. And then on this broadcast, we also bring in Jeremy Bentham, the Benthamites, and the utilitarians as all being instrumental in this new paradigm that we live under. So, with all that said, let's make sure that over the weekend we take some time and find out more about this particular piece of legislation and realize that it's going to be up to us, first of all, to understand it and share the information with others so that if you get phone calls like I did yesterday, you'll be able to explain it to people. There's going to be all kinds of hysterical nonsense. You know, I got a call from a close friend. I like the fellow plenty, but he was all in an uproar. Apparently somebody out there on radio was saying that you weren't going to be able to, you know, heat your house with a wood stove, and he was wondering if he needed to take action right now and put a different form of heating in his little cabin. I think that that's almost absurd, ludicrous, to think that that kind of a transition is going to happen at any time in the near future. Especially for people living down in the Ozarks, you know, you can pry my gun out of my cold dead hands. In the meantime, I'm going to continue to feed the fire here and stoke my stove. But there's a lot more to this than meets the eye. And we started in reading from this symposium the International Symposium on Man's Role in Changing the Face of Earth, published back in the symposium held in Princeton, New Jersey, back in 1955. It's a tremendous book that was sent to me by a listener, and I have a lot of respect for, added to my library, and I've read all the way through this, saying, you know, this is, you talk about a 1,500-page bill, well, this is a 1,193-page book, just one of the many thousand-page-plus books that I have in my library. I'm not daunted by the thousands of pages. I get depressed when I read this kind of legislation, and when you have gotten to the end of it, it still doesn't make sense. You see these inside Ponzi schemes and all of these various and sundry profit takings that go on. It also calls to memory and understanding that in this process, the restoration of our constitutionally limited republican form of representative government, were it possible to abolish the established two-party political system and cut off Goliath at the ankles, if you will, by regaining control of the local voting precincts, the county committees, the county commissioners and all of your towns and cities and school boards and all that, by cutting them off at their ankles, we then have the ability to choose who the representatives will be. And with the proper foreknowledge, they can stand resolute against all of the attempts of the various Monsantos and the other big corporations to buy them out. They would have to go in with the understanding that they're not going into a career field. They're just serving their families, they're serving their countries, and they're serving the future. Because we need to do something that I think will take quite a bit of time, but I call it Operation Clean Sweep. Were it possible to wrest control of the three branches, the principal branches of our original constitutionally limited republican form of representative government, that wouldn't be sufficient. Then we would have to do what I call Operation Clean Sweep. And I anticipate that it would take probably not less than 12 years to effect it. But we're actually going to have to start at the top of the pile, if you will, and sweep our way down through. We're going to have all of these executive orders and signing statements and all that sort of stuff. We're going to have to weed through that. We're going to have to go through the State Department, the Department of State, and all of the various and sundry branches of agencies and administrations that have been set up underneath the president. Millions and millions of people employed in this. And then just continue to sweep our way down from the attic down through the Supremes and the court systems, and then just keep right on sweeping all the way down through Congress and everything that's makes up of all of our law, our statutes and all that. And then finally we get to the governors, and then we continue sweeping. It's going to be a lengthy process. Because if you just simply yank the plug and create a vacuum, that's not a solution. That's an invitation for more filth to come zooming in and take its place. As they say, politics abhors a vacuum. It's not an impossibility, but it's something that will have to be approached reasonably and with some kind of a plan. When we come back, we'll read a little bit more from Charles Scarlett's The Limitations to Energy Use. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more, all at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own survival oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
Loan modifications don't work. At least not without some leverage from a forensic audit by mortgage fraud examiners. Have your payments skyrocketed under an adjustable rate mortgage? Have you been laid off or had your hours cut? Are balloon payments coming due? Congress and the White House are pinning their hopes on homeowners renegotiating their mortgages to stop the housing crisis. Trouble is, the banks are saying no 80% of the time. That's where Mortgage Fraud Examiners comes in. They perform forensic loan audits and appraisals to find legal deficits in your mortgage. They estimate that up to 85% of all mortgages have legal problems. Banks and lenders suddenly start cooperating if faced with a lawsuit for violating lending laws or appraisal fraud. You could gain some powerful ammunition to use for Mortgage Fraud Examiners. Get more information at www.mortgagefraudexaminers.com or call 800-540-EXAM. That's 800-540-3926.
Aerial spray, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
And we have returned once again, you know, trying to deal with this really tough topic. This is really not easy stuff. I guarantee you it's not going to be a simple thing to recover our system of government and come away intact. But we need to also understand that as good physicians, we don't want to advance a cure that's worse than the disease. So we need to proceed with care. This isn't the time for the heady Marxist, you know, revolution type of mentality. That's a sure ticket, straight road to destruction, and it doesn't need to even come into the discussion for our use. We've studied it well enough to understand some of these isms and how important they are and how they've shaped the world that we find ourselves living in. But largely, if we know and understand who the founders were and we study their faith statements and understand what their ism is all about, we can reject them out of hand. And they've mostly gone by the wayside. But again, back to this very lengthy book, this symposium, you know, when they gathered together the greatest, what they considered at the time, the greatest minds in the world in this symposium, it was well funded, and they wrote well, these people, and they wrote at a time when it was not considered academically or scientifically proper taste to lie. Now, yes, there's a certain amount of obfuscation in all of this, and there's certainly a lot of opinion thrown in and whatnot, but oftentimes you'll find that the liars really came on after the 60s, before the 60s, before the free speech movement. A lot of the academics and the scientists wrote their heart, and they wrote honestly, openly. Not all of them, but mostly. And I'm sure there'll be somebody that'll jump up immediately and prove me wrong, but that's all right. Go ahead. But this particular article, Limitations to the Energy Use, written by Charles Scarlett, S-C-A-R-L-O-T-T, as a research paper submitted and presented at this symposium, we started out And he basically says that if you took a look at the limitations to energy use, you could reduce it down to one word, and that word was cost. And we can find by studying more about this H.R. 2454, Clean Energy and Security Act of 2009, that we'll find that it's all about cost. But unfortunately, all of these costs are going in the other direction. They're going in the wrong direction. They're not reducing the cost of bringing electricity to your toaster as it sits on the counter in your kitchen. It increases the cost. And so it's really not a solution. It's just more parts of the problem. It exacerbates an existing problem. So he comes on and he says, thus, if man runs out of energy, it will not be because of the various wells of energy have dried up. The limitations are those of the pains man is willing to take to draw it out and his cleverness in doing so. And so all of this claptrap in this piece of legislation goes in the wrong direction. As Aristotle said, such as they begin badly, they cannot help but to end badly. And when you begin to chase moonbeams and you start talking climate change, and you know, they had to go away from global warming, but they didn't go to climate change, they went back to climate change, because in 1992, before we started talking about global warming, the phrase that was used at the time of the writing of the Agenda 21, Sustainable Development Program of Action from Rio, was climate change, and I showed that to you just simply by reading directly from it. So our author then continues and he says, newcomers to the energy table, there are, however, several other limitations to energy use I wish to offer for your contemplation. These are certain factors not commonly thought of as affecting energy use. I wish in this discourse to be selective rather than comprehensive. Inventories of economically recoverable energy resources or reserves have been adequately set forth elsewhere. Further, repetition until new data are available is pointless. The rates of population increase and the demands placed on energy resources by man's rising standard of living have been well summarized by others. Of course, we always talk about this raising the level, the standard of living for all of the people around the world, and I like to say up to the level of Wally and June Cleaver living in their level entry ranchette with their 57 Chevrolet out in the driveway, bringing up all of the world to that level, that standard of living. It's going to be more than just impossible. It'll be a pipe dream indeed. To have some numbers as guides, let us take present annual consumption of fuels in the United States as about 500 million tons of coal, nearly 3 billion barrels of petroleum, and 10 trillion cubic feet of gas. That was 1950s numbers. 500 million tons of coal, 3 billion barrels of petroleum, and 10 trillion cubic feet of natural gas. Rising energy use is generally accounted for by man's propensity for physical comforts. Houses that are warmer in the winter and cooler in the summer. Automobiles with power steering, air conditioning, power-operated windows and seats, and rolling on soft, low-pressure tires. And the eminently desirable trend, though costly in energy, to do the work of the world with machine instead of muscle. It is a little point for me to repeat these obvious items of increasing direct energy use. Now see, this is the sort of stuff from which many of these writers of Agenda 21 draw. In fact, having read this entire tome at least twice, many sections, some several sections many times, it would not be too far for me, difficult for me to just simply say that it is out of this symposium, then the research findings and conclusions of it, that many of these documents, including Agenda 21, could have, perhaps would have, or were drawn. But they were cherry-picked. And they didn't use the entire essay, they just used parts of it. The author continues, he says, but there are other trends often overlooked in terms of their energy significance, and I shall address myself to these. One, iron ore. Oh my goodness. Well, we got about 5 minutes to go. He goes in and he talks about iron ore, synthetic rubbers, man-made fibers, plastics, detergents, more roads, limitations of to solar energy use, the mechanism of solar energy, the flat plate collectors, and it continues, solar stoves and furnaces, and it comes through this long stuff, light storage, photoelectricity, photosynthesis. This is where this author is going, inorganic photosynthesis, etc., solar energy, and then the H-bomb in harness, the use of nuclear fissionable material. It's a lengthy treatise, if you will, but it covers the whole spectrum, the whole gamut. And it lets people, lets you, lets me know what was known in the 1950s about these various and sundry emerging technologies. Some of these are referenced in this clean energy bill. But as I opened the broadcast and told you about the overcast and calm skies here today, there's a lot of these alternatives that just don't quite cut the mustard on a global scale. They're individual solutions to global problems. And if we're going to be the wise physician here, we need to look at solutions that we can apply that will solve these global problems, not to in the same idea of think global and act local, far from it. But we needn't allow ourselves to be swept up in these single point issues that don't really address the real problems. The real problem is that we need abundant, free energy, and if not free, as close to it as possible. And in order for that to happen, we're going to have to get these middlemen, Maurice Strong, Barry the Usurper, Al Gore, and all of the rest of the Joseph Principle actors and stakeholders out of the picture. And we're going to have to think a little bit bigger than they typically think, which is about as far as their hand can reach into somebody else's wallet. And that's a real problem. We have people in positions of power and leadership and authority who are in it for their own personal gain. And that is not a constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government. That's a whorehouse. That's a crapshoot. It's a casino. It is, in fact, the city of speech and the city of crime as advanced by Leo Strauss. Folks, have a wonderful weekend. Thank you for listening. Until Monday, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Now on DVD, my newest documentary film, The Secret Right, Volume 1. I'm Josh Reeves, and for the almost 2 years, I have researched the secretive right-wing group known as the Council for National Policy. This film explores for the first time the hidden hand that controls the religious and military aims of the American right wing, with such topics as Iran-Contra, the John Birch Society, eugenics, the Vatican controllers, Christian Zionists, the Bohemian Grove, the Patriot Movement, and more. More powerful than the Council on Foreign Relations, more secretive than the Bilderberg Group, The Secret Right Volume 1 goes where no other film has dared to go. Get your copy today at secretrightmovie.com. That's www.secretrightmovie.com. And find out what you haven't been told about the New World Order.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
As America limps on its last legs, a pillar of truth has risen. You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.